Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning. I would like for you to listen to a message I brought, a recent message. Thank you for listening this morning. I want to encourage you to please join us at Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel in Noblesville, 10 o'clock. Let's go ahead and listen to part 3.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? There's that word, provoke me. How long will it be ere they believe me? Or ere means before they believe me. How long will it be before they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed them among them. I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. Is that a possibility? Being disinherited? Do parents, royalty, disinherit their children? Prince Andrew may get disinherited pretty soon. Keep up his shenanigans. I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. So he says, Moses, and this is not the first time the Lord said this statement. He said it at Mount Sinai. He said, I'll just kill them all, and I'll make you a nation. You a nation of people. And Moses intercedes for the Israelites. And Moses said unto the children, when the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. They're going to say, what kind of God is he? He did all that to Egypt, but he couldn't bring them into the promised land? Well, he's not an efficient God. He's not a God we want to worship. He's not a God we want to fear. If he can't sustain them from Egypt to the promised land, it's the same with us. God got you out of the world by saving you. He can see you through all the toils and tribulations of life. Though sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes we get pouty and murmuring and discouraged and depressed. Verse 16, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. Verse 17, and now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering. There it is, just as we read in Nahum. The Lord is slow to anger. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon. Now, Moses is still praying and interceding for Israel. Pardon. What does pardon mean? Forgive, right? Forget their sins. Forgive their sins. Who has the power to pardon? God, sins. Who has the power to pardon your criminal record? Or if you're in jail for something, the judge, the governor, or the president of the United States. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And the Lord said, I have... Now, this is key right here. If you have a marker, you need to put parentheses around this, because these next few verses from verse 20 to 23... it encapsulates the whole premise of this message. Okay? So verse 20 through 23. Put parentheses around that, or brackets or whatever. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Notice he said, pardon. He forgave them. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, I mean, they were eyewitnesses, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, We're going to talk about the 10 times. Doug, this is part one of who knows however many messages this will be. But tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. And we will look at those 10 times next week. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. That's the key point right there of this whole lesson. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. He took them out of Egypt, but this generation was not going into the promised land. Verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now we know that Caleb, Joshua, Moses, and Aaron were at this particular stage were going to possess the land. But not all the other adults. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. He's saying, go back into the wilderness down here to the Red Sea area. And the Lord spake unto Moses, because basically they're not going up. They're not going up into Israel. They're going back down into the wilderness. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? Notice he uses the word congregation. Israel is known as the church of the Old Testament. It's the church in the wilderness. The congregation, which murmur against me and have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. When they murmured, and we'll learn this next week, when they murmured against Moses and Aaron, who God put in their position of authority, they murmured against God. And God, Moses tells them, you're not murmuring against me, you're murmuring against God when you murmur against me. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Now listen, here comes the judgment. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. And that's pretty much all of the adult population. Now, how many people were in the wilderness? Was this a few hundred? Was this a few hundred? Was it a couple thousand? Was it 10,000? Millions. 600,000 fighting men. 600,000 soldiers was the count. They have wives. They have children, more than one, most. They have the elderly men who can't fight, elderly women who can't fight. Okay, they had the elderly with them. So you start throwing those numbers around. And 2 million is a lowball figure. Lowball figure. And God fed them in the wilderness. And God provided water for them in the wilderness. a wilderness that is barren. I'm talking this place don't see rain, but maybe a drop or two a year. There's no plant life there. This is all desert over here, where Mount Sinai is. Just dry and barren. But God fed them like he was, like the U.S. Army couldn't even feed that many men. So your carcass shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun, but your little ones, this is, I like this passage right here. But your little ones, which ye said would be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. God's going to protect those little babies. God's going to protect those little children. I like that verse. All the children, 19 years and less, God's going to bring into the land of promise. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. Do you think the Lord is making a point? After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. So 40 years, those 40 days, those spies searched out the land of Israel. And he said, for every day you did search out that land, I will make it 1 year of you wandering in the wilderness. 40 days will turn into 40 years of wandering into the wilderness. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed and they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. He slew those 10 spies that brought back the evil report and caused the people of Israel to sin this great sin. He caused them to die of a plague. But Joshua the son of Nun, Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these things unto all the children of Israel, and the children mourned greatly. And now, here is a pathetic repentance of Israel, but their repentance has no power and has no stay. And it's too late. And they rose up early in the morning, got them up to the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up, presumptuous sin. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. And when the Amalekites came down and the Canaanites which dwell in the hill and smote them and discomfited them, discomfited is just an Old Testament word for defeated them, then even unto Hormah. And the people had to shrink back. And many were killed there in the mountains because they tried to go against the enemy without God. And they didn't have the power of God upon them. And God was not there to deliver them from their enemies. And this provocation is repeated. This is a major event in the Bible, just like the flood of Noah's day, just like you should know where the flood takes place in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 9. This is the place where a major event takes place called in the provocation or the day of temptation, that is repeated over and over and over again. Old Testament and New Testament, we'll see those things next week because it's for our admonition. There, the example that took place there is for our admonition. What does admonition mean? A warning, a stern warning. Why would it be in the New Testament if it wasn't an important admonition to you and I? Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, we thank you for each person that's here today. We pray that you would draw them close to you. Bless them. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Lord, speak to their hearts. Draw them near to you. Help us, Lord, every one of us here, not to provoke you to anger. Help us, Lord, to heed the warnings. Lord, you call us to create a new mind, to renew our minds, and to think differently, have a totally different outlook than the world of Egypt and the world around us. Lord, the world is all-encompassing in our culture. And we don't have a Christian culture that our forefathers walked through here in this land. And we have a world that is very worldly and has gone into the age and the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah and into the age of the Canaanites and the Egyptians. And Lord, there is no regard for the things of God. The things of the Lord Jesus Christ, His Word. They laugh and mock at anything that is preached and taught out of the Word of God. And Lord, they don't want children to be taught the things that are found in the Scriptures, so they ban the Bible. In America, the Bible is banned from the classroom. Who knew? Who would have thought it? Our forefathers must be rolling in their graves, thinking, that could have happened here in America 240 years later. Lord, we pray, forgive us where we have lost our power and not have a voice in this world any longer as we once did. Lord, your blessings can turn into cursings. And Lord, just as Israel sinned in the wilderness, we could do the same. Lord, help us to walk as Caleb, as Joshua. Lord, help us to walk as Moses and Aaron. Lord, I pray that we would be obedient and we would say we can take that mountain. We can claim that mountain and we'll take it. And Lord, that mountain is Mount Zion from above, the kingdom of God. And Lord, we desire it. We desire that crown that we talked about in the song. We desire the crown of life. Give us strength to endure, Lord. We need your power and your strength, the Holy Spirit filling us, working in us, to giving us the power to endure this day and age in which we live. Lord, I thank you for each person. I love them dearly as you love them dearly, Lord. And I pray you would keep this congregation together, allow it to grow, prosper, and be a light in this dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.